From WXXI Classical 91.5, we're in concert with the Morehouse College Glee Club.
Come and let our swelling song mount like the whirling wind, as it meets our singing throng so blithe of heart and mind. Care and sorrow now be gone, brothers in song, sing on, brothers, sing on, sing on. Youth is a wandering troubadour, sailing the singing breeze, wooing a maid on a distant shore, over the tossing seas, steering by the stars above, his vessel a song.
Brothers, sing on. The Morehouse College Glee Club opened this concert with Edvard Grieg's popular folk tune for men's voices. I'm Kirsten Brown. Thanks for joining me for this special performance by this internationally renowned ensemble. The Glee Club was in Rochester, New York in March 2019 as part of their spring concert tour, which also included performances in Syracuse, Albany, Boston, New York City, and Washington, D.C. The ensemble is led by Rochester native Dr. David Morrow. He says that singing and music has been an integral part of the Morehouse College experience for nearly 150 years.
There was singing on the campus, quartets and other kinds of things before 1911, but in 1911, a violinist by the name of Kemper Harold came to Morehouse to firm up the music department, and he stayed from 1911 till 1953. His student, Wendell Whalum, came back and became the director when Mr. Harold retired. And then Dr. Whalum was my teacher at Morehouse, and he passed away in 1987. At that time, I was assistant director, and so I became director in 1987.
The Glee Club has performed at many notable occasions, including the funeral of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and the inauguration of President Jimmy Carter. They are also heard on the soundtracks of two Spike Lee films, School Days and Miracle at St. Anna. Dr. David Morrow will lead the Morehouse College Glee Club in two pieces, beginning with The Choir Invisible by Ron Harris. It's a setting of a 19th century poem by Mary Ann Evans that describes her hope of joining those who have come before in making the world a better place.
Ancestor to change.
Canticle from David Conti's Three Sacred Pieces. Dr. David Morrow led the Morehouse College Glee Club and pianists Jonathan Alvarado and Joshua Barnes. Earlier, they sang The Choir Invisible by Ron Harris. I'm Kirsten Brown, and we're in concert with the Morehouse College Glee Club. In 2014, Iranian-American artist Shirin Bargi saw a video of the death of 43-year-old Eric Garner, who was choked by a former New York City police officer. Garner's final words became a national rallying cry, "I can't breathe." She was moved to create a series of graphics dedicated to the last words of Black men who have been killed by police violence in the United States. The Last Words Project is a heartbreaking statement about the devastating effects of racism on Black families and communities. When composer Joel Thompson discovered the Last Words Project, it spoke to him deeply and inspired him to write the 7 last words of the unarmed for male chorus, strings, and piano. The work uses the text structure of Haydn's 7 Last Words of Christ and incorporates the French Renaissance melody L'Homme Armé, The Armed Man. It was premiered November 2015 by the University of Michigan Men's Glee Club. And as Dr. Morrow tells us, it can be difficult to listen to.
The texts are from the last words of African-American men who were unjustly killed. So those things are hard to hear. We have gotten very good reviews from people who have been in the audience. It leaves them with something to think about. Some of them have been very emotional about it, and some of them have been very good about understanding that it's something that has to be talked about. And I think this piece is going to loom high in many contexts.
The 7 movements are, "Officers, why do you have your guns out?" The last words of 66-year-old Kenneth Chamberlain, who was killed on November 11, 2011. "What are you following me for?" The last words of 16-year-old Trayvon Martin, who was killed on February 26, 2012. "Mom, I'm going to college." The last words of 23-year-old Amadou Diallo, who was killed on February 4th, 1999. "I don't have a gun. Stop!" The last words of 18-year-old Michael Brown, who was killed on August 9th, 2014. "You shot me!" The last words of 22-year-old Oscar Grant, who was killed on January 1st, 2009. "It's not real!" The last words of 22-year-old John Crawford, who was killed on August 5, 2014, and "I can't breathe." The last words of 43-year-old Eric Garner, who was killed on July 17, 2015. Here is The 7 Last Words of the Unarmed by Joel Thompson, sung by the Morehouse College Glee Club under the direction of David Morrow.
Thank you. You shot me.
The Seven Last Words of the Unarmed by Joel Thompson, a tribute to black men who have been killed by police violence in the United States. Dr. David Morrow led the Morehouse College Glee Club. Marvin Allen was the baritone soloist, and the instrumentalists were violinist Ellen Sonnenberg and Epange Akile, violist Katie Brown, cellist Lori Kennedy, and pianist Jonathan Alvarado. This program marks the broadcast premiere of the work that was inspired by Shivan Bargi's Last Words project. I'm Kirsten Brown, and we're in concert with the Morehouse College Glee Club. The Morehouse College Quartet has been in existence since 1870 and was the first official vocal ensemble at the college. The quartet performed three times for President Franklin Roosevelt, also for President George Bush and First Lady Barbara Bush, and has been featured in National Public Radio's A King Celebration. The members of the 2019 Morehouse College Quartet are Bryson Saunders, Marvin Allen, Ethan Godfrey, and Xavier Milton. We'll hear them sing two arrangements by their former director, Dr. Wendell Whalum, beginning with Good News, Chariots A-Comin'.
Good news. Good news, chariots a-comin'.
Good news.
Good news, chariots a-comin'.
Good news.
Good news, chariots a-comin', and a-goin' into leaving me behind.
Good news.
Good news, chariots a-comin'.
Good news.
Good news, chariots are coming.
Good news.
Good news, chariots are coming, and I don't want it to leave me behind.
There are silver slippers in the heaven, I know.
There are silver slippers in the heaven, I know.
And I know, and I know, and I know, I know, and I don't want it to leave me behind.
Good news.
Good news, chariots are coming.
Good news.
Good news, chariots are coming.
Good news,
chariots are coming, and I don't want it to leave me behind.
There's a long white robe in the heaven, I know.
There's a long white robe in the heaven, I know.
And I know, and I know, and I know, I know, and I don't want it to leave me behind.
Good news,
good news, chariots are coming.
Good news,
good news, chariots are coming.
Good news,
good news, chariots are coming, and I don't want it to leave me behind.
There's a starry crown in the heaven, I know.
There's a starry crown in the heaven, I know.
And I know, and I know, and I know, I know, and I don't want it to leave me behind.
Good news.
Good news, chariots are coming.
Good news.
Good news, chariots are coming.
Good news.
Good news, chariots are coming, and I don't want it to leave me behind.
Good news.
Good news, chariots are coming.
So glad.
So glad, chariots are coming.
Good news.
Good news, chariots are coming, and I don't want it to leave me behind. And I don't want it to leave me behind. And I don't want it to leave me behind.
And let the church roll on, my Lord.
Let the church roll on,
my Lord.
Let the church roll on,
my Lord.
Let the church roll
on, my Lord. And let the church roll on, my Lord.
There's a deacon in the church,
my Lord.
And he drank too much,
my Lord.
Tell me what you're gonna do.
Take the bottle, drink it up,
and let the church roll on, my Lord.
Let the church roll on,
my Lord.
Let the church roll on,
my Lord.
Let the church roll
on, my Lord. And let the church roll on, my Lord.
There's a preacher in the church,
my Lord.
And he
cuss too much.
My Lord!
Tell me what you're gonna do.
Take the Bible, kick him out.
And let the church roll on. My Lord.
Let the church roll on.
My Lord.
Let the church roll on.
My Lord,
let the church roll on.
My Lord, and let the church roll on. My Lord,
let the church roll on.
My Lord,
let the church roll on.
My Lord,
let the church roll on.
My Lord, and let the church roll on. My Lord.
What fun! That was the Morehouse College Quartet singing Wendell Whalum's arrangement of Let the Church Roll On. And before that, we heard Good News, Chariots A-Comin', also arranged by Dr. Whalum. In a few minutes, we'll hear another of his arrangements that has been a staple of the Glee Club's repertoire since the 1960s. Morehouse College is affectionately referred to as The House by its alumni. It's an historically black, all-male liberal arts college in Atlanta, Georgia, that was founded just 2 years after the American Civil War. Some of Morehouse's notable alums include Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., civil rights leader Julian Bond, actor Samuel L. Jackson, and filmmaker Spike Lee, along with thousands of other men who have benefited from their education and experience at the House. Rob Huff graduated in 1997.
I grew up pretty much a suburb kid, so I wasn't really immersed in black culture. So for me, it was kind of like coming to a Mecca, if you will, like-minded, really intelligent, young people trying to come together and learn a lot more about themselves and each other. And learning different things about life. I had the best big brothers in the Glee Club that a guy could ever have. You know, they showed me a lot. Just your normal everyday stuff, but it's stuff that you really need as a young black man growing up. You know, how to dress, protocol, manners, how to speak, when to say what you should say versus what you shouldn't. A lot of these things I learned at home, but they're just reinforced. And it was just something that I really treasure in my life and I have a lot of fond memories of.
Rob Huff was one of dozens of Morehouse College alumni in the audience for this concert, which was recorded at Asbury First United Methodist Church in Rochester on March 12, 2019. Coming up, we'll hear the Glee Club sing a piece they've been singing every year for more than 50 years. But first, here's Mike Brewer's arrangement of Meguru, a traditional Namibian funeral song.
Oh,
Betelehemu, a Nigerian carol sung in Yoruba, has been a regular part of the Morehouse College Glee Club's performances since the 1960s. And before that, we heard Meguru, a traditional Namibian funeral song. The Glee Club is not only dedicated to musical excellence, but also to superior discipline, dedication, and brotherhood. Its members come from all over the United States and from countries around the world. Through its long history, the Glee Club has created an impressive reputation, and as Dr. Morrow tells us, there is still much more to come.
My experience with the Morehouse College Glee Club has never been closure. It's always something next, getting ready to happen. So, you know, you think that you've come to the end of something, and then there's something else that comes up. And so that's sort of what music does. You come to the double bar at the end, but that's never the end, because somebody else picks up at the beginning of the piece somewhere else. And so this has just been an ongoing thing. Change is sometimes more important than preservation, but there's a little of both that you can do with an ensemble that's been here 108 years. So that's the last word for the moment.
Coming up, we'll hear a beloved hymn that was written by a Morehouse College graduate who went on to teach at historically black colleges such as Natchez and Tougaloo in Mississippi, Tuskegee in Tennessee, Grambling State in Louisiana, and Morgan State in Maryland. But first, here is David Morrow's arrangement of Got a Mind to Do Right as he leads the Morehouse College Glee Club.
very much, ladies and gentlemen. Now it's our pleasure to invite all Morehouse men in the audience to come up and sing Dear Old Morehouse with the Glee Club.
The Morehouse College Glee Club was joined by their alumni to sing the Morehouse College Hymn by James Orville Brown Mosley, who graduated from The House in 1929. Before that, we heard David Morrow lead the Glee Club in Ain't That Good News, and in his own arrangement of Got a Mind to Do Right. Thank you for joining us for this special program with the Morehouse College Glee Club. And thanks to the Glee Club and their director, Dr. David Morrow, for making this broadcast possible. Our recording engineer is Carl Poltz of Alembic Productions, and our producers are Gene Fisher and Ruth Finney. I'm Kirsten Brown. This has been In Concert with the Morehouse College Glee Club, a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.